in the name of the Most High. I greet you amidst all that takes place in the world right now, in the middle of everything that takes place on this planet, in this world in which we have trouble on occasion. We take heart because we have overcome the world. We've overcome this whole thing. We've transitioned. The eternal reality of who we are is having transitioned out and transitioned through. We've gone through this whole thing, and the eternal reality of who you are is not bound to this temporal situation. It is not to be used as a battery for off-world entities, spiritual forces, demonic beings, principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. No, that's not who you are. You're above it all. You are a fractal, a piece, a part of the Creator Himself, and one with Him. The revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory, that understanding of who we are in and through Him, and that revelation that's been made, that finished work that's been understood and applied to our lives. And we move in that. We understand in that. We thank our Creator, the source of all. We thank our God in heaven for who we are and the understanding of who we are. Now, we said it a little bit on the last and we're the last talk that we did, and we're gonna. This is cool. I like being able to go live. So, you know, if the only thing about going live is that things might come up here and there. So if they do, but hey, it's 3 a.m, so it should be at any given time. But this is an incredible time. Everything is still in this time. In the realm of the spirit, things are very different during this time. And listen, when you get stirred in the spirit, wherever you are, whatever time it is, just respond, because our Father, who you are one with, our Creator, whom you are, have been made as a representation in the physical of who He is, and an extension of that. When He moves you, when He quickens you, respond, because that is part also too of your action in this life, and part also too of where things move and change. When we do, things change. So yeah, there's a lot going on right now. A lot taking place all over the world. And but we're also seeing the shift. We're also seeing the transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And this wave of light that we been talking about over the years, you know, it's multidimensional. You know, we see natural and physical manifestations, but all these things begin in spirit. All these things begin in the realm of spirit before we start to see things in the natural. And as you see things happening in the realm of the spirit, and you move with those, and you're quickened by those, you will see the natural ramifications. When your Heavenly Father, when He quickens you, when you act on the things that He quickens you to do, the result of those actions is then natural manifestations, and also more instruction from Him, more understanding that comes from Him, more places where he says, okay, you know what? Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's do the next thing. Let's do the next thing. So when we don't respond, when we're paralyzed in fear, when we're held down, and by our own free will, when we comply with that, that's the danger. That's the danger. So one of the things that the world has always sought to do has been to get you to comply with to of your free will to consent to their system. And by consenting to their system and allowing yourself to be subjugated to it, they usurp your power and they use your consciousness to synthesize their reality and your own experience here in this life. Now, if you see that, once you see that, once you understand that, you can shift out of that. What are the things that they use to keep you subjugated and in a spot? Fear is one. Yeah, be very, very afraid of the big bad boogeyman outside that's going to come get you in one of so many different forms. Fear porn, we call it. You know, be afraid. Be very, very afraid, right? Okay. That's always something that they will try to push. And fear paralyzes, but perfect love drives out all fear. And when people are afraid, they stop. Their eyes get big, they sweat, they don't know what to do. But what are you afraid of? What are you really afraid of? Truly, examine your fears. Bring that into the light and take a look at it. What are you afraid of? Most times when it comes down to the thing that you are afraid of, you're paralyzed by, if you actually took a look at it, it'll melt away because these fears are not real. They're illusions. And what the world does is tries to bring those illusions to you and to get you to accept them as real and then to synthesize through you to make that your experience. Because things are created by and through you. Good and bad, by the way. So, you know, to get everybody thinking a particular way results in a creation of something. You know, you might have seen this. All right, let me use an example, a less spiritual one, but sports teams, back when people used to go watch sports in stadiums, right? And those, you know, all the people that would get behind their team and start cheering for their team, but they and they will their team to win. You know, there's an effect by people putting their focus on that. You know, you'll see these, and that's why they, some places they call, oh, it's the 13th man, it's the 12th man, or, yeah, 12th man, sorry, the 12th man is the stadium, is the people. You know, it's not the same thing when they're not there. I mean, are they on the field playing? No. But they have an effect. Well, what is that effect? What is that energy that's there? These are just natural things that we see. These are just natural things where we can see little glimpses of something. People get together, but they don't maybe always understand what it is that they're seeing in front of them. But this desire of the world to synthesize through you, to turn you into a battery by which they can power their system. It's very real, very awful, and it is not your destiny. You were called to soar, my brothers and sisters. you were called to fly way above all of this. So in order to do that, you got to call out the lie and separate yourself from that lie and apply the reality of what's true. See, when you take that which was your destiny and is your destiny and apply that, you will see the result of that in your experience in this life, in this paradigm. You know, one of the damnable things of religious teachings is getting people to put all of their focus and their thought process on something that is the next life. You know, just sit here and wait and don't have anything around this experience that you're here for, and think about the one when you transition out of here. Well then, okay, what are you doing here? You came into this life for this experience. You came into this paradigm for this experience. Not for the last one you just had, and not for the one that you're going to have after you're done here. You came here for this. So what is this? And what is your experience that you're having here? And if that experience has not been what it is that you know within your being you're supposed to be living, you're supposed to be having, well then change. Listen, you can't be bound unless you are a willful agent in that binding, unless you are willing to comply with that. You can't be held in fear unless you're willing to be held in fear. Yes, you might have been hurt. Yes, you might have gone through some damage, some bad experiences, but that's not your destiny. And if you want to be past that, you can be past that. How? Okay, well, take a step. Take a step. You know, okay, examining your fears, right? All right, let's talk about that for a second. Public speaking. Public speaking is I think it might be among people's greatest fears. I think that's correct. Speaking in public, speaking before a crowd. I mean, there's probably a lot of reasons for that. And I remember for myself, when I was a kid, it was terrifying. I can remember the first time I did a one-act play in front of the school. It was terrifying. I remember that. But I know as I got older, as in my late teens, and the Spirit of God was quickening me to do some things in line with His call and His plan and purpose for my experience here in this life. And one of those things included speaking. And I was not, I was willing to do anything, because when you love your Creator and you are walking a relationship with Him, you want to do out of love for whatever it is that you are quickened to do, right? Okay. Quickened by Him to do. You want to respond. You want to reciprocate. That's part of love. But to speak was also something that was... it wasn't something that I thought I would be doing in the natural at that time. Jump forward... almost 25 years now, I've been speaking a lot. And, you know, and one of the things that I was quickened with early on was that whenever I would stand up to speak for our Creator, He would always speak through me. He showed me that. And he's done that. I've seen that. There's plenty of you that have witnessed to that. Now, it's not something that we do in and of ourselves. And this is why, you know, it's not an arbitrary thing to come forward. You quicken within. And when you quicken within, or the circumstance of life creates the opportunity where God says, okay, this is it. Now, as you do, He responds, and He responds in and through you. So, I mean, faithmix.com was just an extension of that. I've been preaching, if it were, for years before that ever, before there's ever a website or the podcast or anything like that. But in the process of doing this too, you get more and more and more comfortable with that which is uncomfortable in the natural. You get more and more understanding of the way that God shows up to do through you as you respond to what He wants you to do. And this is one of the things that's just beautiful. It's like, okay, you know, because you've gone down this road now 1,000 times, literally, plus, you know. So that's part of what true faith is, because faith, an interchangeable word, is trust. You know, when you when you believe, that belief is based on something. It's when you've had experiences with something, you trust it. And you trust it because you've, in the experiences that you've gone through, you've learned that that is reliable. So when God says that He's going to take care of you, and you've gone forward and done what He's had for you to do, and you've been taken care of, then as things continue to go and change in your life and in your world and in your experience, and you continue to follow the leading and the guiding of His Spirit, when the next thing is quickened of you, and you do, you continue to see that He indeed does take care of you. And after a while, that is no longer a question for you. It's just an item where you have trust. You have faith. And you can transition to the next thing, and that's not something that you're concerned and perplexed about, because you know that He's going to take care of that. And you know that He shows up, and you know that He will give you the idea, the resource, the people, the opportunity, the window will open, the door will open as you move with Him. Now, recognize you do have an enemy of your soul and of that which is human in this life and in this experience. So recognize that that's there. And one of the things that that adversary is continually working on is to stop you from moving forward in that. Because when you are original and when you're authentic, one thing that happens is other people see that light, and it wakes up other people. Because other people start to say, well, wait, they believe the lie, and they see you following and walking in the truth, and you're taken care of, you've got a smile on your face, things are flowing, things are moving, they understand, they can pick it up, they can see, they can feel that vibe in the spirit. They understand that something else is different with you. And they don't, and the enemy doesn't want that question stirring and cycling in the minds and in the hearts of those that are still enslaved in their system. So the enemy tries to stifle you. This is where pressing through is important. This is where using all of the weapons of your warfare in the realm of the spirit are important. Because we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. You will battle in this life. This paradigm, unfortunately, or fortunately, if this is what you're really into, but unfortunately, this has been, in the paradigm that we've been in, a warring situation, a martial law situation, a military structure situation that we've been having to go through. So in the realm of the spirit, you battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. But the greater power is in you. And though they may oppose you, and though they may attempt to oppress you, and though they may try to stifle the works of your hands, the meditations of your heart, they can't stop you. And always know and always understand that the greater power is in you. Always know, always understand the greater power is in you. Now, the application of that power is another question. But the power is in you. You know, you can have a massive 4x4 truck in the garage with incredible power, but until you apply that power, until you hit that accelerator, it's just power with potential. But it's not power with application. The application comes from the will and the action. That's where you see the manifestation of the power. The application, the action, that's where you see the manifestation of the power. So you've got that big truck in the garage, but you've got to desire to go somewhere. You've got to put your foot on the accelerator, and then you will see the power manifest. So your will and your action results in manifestation. Will, action, manifestation. So right now, let's go back to the things going on in the U.S. and the U.S. elections, which, for those of you that have been holding the line in the realm of the spirit and pressing through, you know the spiritual fight that has been on. You know the attempted, the spells, the witchcraft, all of the spiritual wickedness that's there. But listen, it's a different time, and it's also a time where our Father is doing incredible things in and through His people. But as will and action, we see manifestation. So as you are moving forward in that particular situation, you've got to, within who you are, that freedom and that desire to walk in the freedom that our Father's called us to walk in, it's got to well up within inside of you. And action, you do that part that you can do. Do that part He quickens you to do, because it affects everything in the realm of the spirit. It affects everything in the natural manifestations that you will see. You know, during these last few days, during these last few days, I've been on this. I've been on the phone with people back in the States, Canada, and in the realm of the spirit, we all connect up because there is no time. There's no time zones. There's no time differences. In that realm, everything is on right now, all the time. I am. You are in I am. So when we're in the realm of the spirit, we connect up. And whatever is in that moment that the Father wants us to address, that's what you address. So... But yeah, I've been, you know, different people, wonderful brothers, wonderful sisters, that we are all one with, by the way. You know, one thing that's amazing and awesome about being a child of the living God is that when you meet another one, you've known each other for... forever. There's a oneness in spirit. If you don't see each other for years and then you see each other again, just like you just walked into the other room and then came right back. That's literally what it's like. Because there's when they're one with him and you're one with him, and then you come together, you're one with each other in spirit, and it's amazing. And I love it. And, but yeah, connecting up with friends back in the States and going into the realm of the spirit to deal with what has been taking place there in that country. And we've seen those things that the enemy has tried to do has been brought into the light, has been exposed. But as you continue to engage in the realm of the spirit and to see even within yourself the reality of what is destined to be, you see the manifestation of that. You know, there's allow God to allow your creator to quicken you on some of the old cliches that we have gotten used to in the past. Allow the creator to quicken you on some of those things and examine those things, because the enemy is continuing to try to throughout externally usurp your power and usurp that which is within you. And they've done it through religion as well. And that's a place where people let down their guard. So allow your Father to show you, because there sometimes are these constructs that we have adhered to that just need to go. See, right now, I've in the realm of the Spirit, I see what's going on in the States. I see these conversations even happening as we've continued to war in the realm of the spirit. We've seen light continue to go forward and decimate works of the enemy. I see these conversations going on in back rooms where people are being told, you don't want your name to go down in the history books for this. Those are some amazing conversations right now happening in these moments. But see that manifestation of the truth and pray. P-R-A-Y. Application of the Spirit. However it is that your Father quickens you to do so, do so. Because this is between you and him in oneness with him. And, but yeah, I hold the line, press through. I see these things. yeah, here we go. Okay, I'm just going to click over to the chat here. Bless you guys. Yeah, I see Patrick in there. I see Lee. Yeah, bless you, brothers. So, yeah, things continue to move forward. Don't allow for the enemy to create a false construct in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit by which he synthesizes through you the false reality and the false paradigm. Set your mind on things above, set your heart on things above, and here in this life, see the manifestation of what you know to be true. What I know to be true is that we are not going into continual lockdowns, that's what they intend, that's what they desire to do to us. But that's not, we're the greater power, we are the greater power. So as they're exposed, they're decimated. As things are brought into the light, they're destroyed. That wall is broken. That wall collapses. That wall, it shatters. It's a mirror wall. That containment shatters. All the way down, all those angry faces shatter. See the adjudication. See the arrest happen. See it. Understand it. Come in agreement with your brothers right now and your sisters right now. As you see it, as you understand it, as you walk in it, you see that manifestation. Yeah, I see. All right. This is cool, man. I enjoy seeing this chat come up. Matt, bless you, brother. yeah, I see some Pat's mentioning the movie Matrix where they needed us to survive and we don't need them. Absolutely. That is the point. And that's also the deception. That's the deception of a parasite. The parasite tries to get you to believe that you can't be without them, but the reality is you are the host that they suck the life off of. When you cut them off and cut them out, they can't exist anymore. They can't go on anymore because you are the power. And the greater power is within you, right? Okay, the kingdom is within. So if they want to access that power, because out of your belly flows rivers of living water, right? Power flows through you, right? Well, then they've got to suck that life off of you in order to do anything. So this whole construct is false that we've been surrounded by. This trap is false, this trap for your mind. And that's part of what's also being revealed in this time. Let the illusion fall away and allow for truth to resonate in your heart and go with what is true. Here's the beauty of loving truth. When you love the truth, when a lie is exposed, you can just leave that lie because you don't need it. You always wanted the truth. The truth doesn't need a defense. The truth is always true. Now, the application of truth finds and the results in freedom. But you've got to apply. So like I said last podcast, knowledge without application is worthless. You know, when you know the truth and you apply that reality, you live in the manifestation of that reality. And when you're rooted and grounded in truth, you're unshakable. All right, and all right, so now back to what's going on. See truth winning out. See light manifesting. See that which is the lie being put in shackles. See their weapons being put in the trash, being put locked up. I see it. So, energy and frequency. Oh, I love this, man. I love this interaction. Yeah, absolutely. We're also in a time of transition. And as the energies are changing, as the frequencies are changing, as the as that situation is shifting right now, as you ride the wave, remember, that's always been the instruction in this time, ride the wave. As you ride the wave, you're moving with the frequency of what your Creator is doing. And as the enemy has set themselves up in fixed positions, they can't ride the wave. No, they've built castles on the sand. As the enemy has set up themselves in fixed positions, and as things move, everything that they have falls apart. Everything that they have comes tumbling down. And you're seeing that. So, the manifestation of truth, the manifestation of what is real, happens and flows through you, through us. So even right now, all right, I got brothers in the chat, all you guys that are live with me right now, see it. Touch and agree, right? Where two or three are gathered, you know, in His name, in the name of our Creator, in that reality, in that spiritual reality of who we are. As you don't need much more than that for anything. As you see it, you will witness it. For the sake of America. All right, remember the old tagline. That 2014? Yeah, this was before that trip to the States in 2014. Save America, change the world. I think Trish started posting that one after I told her about it. She's very vocal about it. I talk to certain people and then they will put those words out there as well, and I appreciate it. But save America, change the world. That was the instruction. That was the instruction, 2014. Save America, change the world. I think that was April 2014. Now, you do your part, we do our part, and we see the manifestation. And my gosh, have we seen a manifestation of that one going on. And that's not done by any means, by any means. But press through with the reality of what needs to happen right now. See it. Be quickened by it. Be encouraged by it. Be encouraged. Encourage one another in it. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the thief comes to try to steal that which is within you and that which is true. Not happening. Not for you. You were destined to experience life and have it more abundantly in this life, in this paradigm, in this primary experience that you have, not something distant now. So with that, bless you all. You can drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, if you're listening to this some other time. And hey, sure, why not? Like, subscribe, share this audio. Bless you, brothers and sisters, in In the name of the Most High. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime very, very soon. Bless you all. Bye.